A Human Rights Watch report released today accuses the government in Bahrain of engaging in a concerted attack on the country's medical community. The report alleges that security forces targeted doctors and nurses who were treating injured Bahrainis during the anti-government uprisings earlier this year, and that the abuse and intimidation is continuing despite the suppression of the protests. Tom Porteous is the Deputy Programme Director at Human Rights Watch. He says the group witnessed the abuse firsthand and that the international community should be condemning the actions of the government in Bahrain far more strongly. He spoke to me from New York. Tom Porteous, Human Rights Watch says the Bahraini government engaged in abuse of medical staff. What exactly does your report document?
Well, this is basically a report that looks at a concerted attack against the medical community. First of all, the report documents the way in which the security forces surrounded and literally besieged several medical facilities, including the main hospital in Bahrain. But also it looks at the way in which patients who were suspected of having been injured in protests were rounded up, in some cases into incommunicado detention, and saw them beaten in spite of their injuries. And then also it looks at attacks on medical staff themselves, which continue now with the trial by military courts of about 48 medical personnel.
Did people die because of these government actions?
In some cases, it does appear quite possible that a number of people actually may have died, certainly harm to health, but also probable death as a result of these interventions by the security forces.
Was there any one case that particularly affected you?
Yeah, I mean, there was the case of one chap who had been, you know, very severely injured. He'd been hit by birdshot pellets and they were really all over his body, and he was in a very weak state. And the doctors begged the security forces not to move him, and they insisted, and they took him away. It was obviously clear that this chap was in a great deal of pain as he was being forced to walk away. Eventually, they put him in a wheelchair, and they just carted him off, and they put him in a sports utility vehicle and drove him away. And we've been trying to ascertain, you know, where this young man was taken, what happened to him ever since. This was, you know, a few months ago now, and he's just disappeared as far as we can gather.
So you don't know what happened to him. Do you know what happened to the doctors that were trying to help him?
The doctors, we know what happened to them, is that, you know, many of them were arrested, and now there are almost 50 of them who are facing trial on a variety of different charges. So clearly the doctors who were treating these injured protesters have been viewed with a great deal of suspicion, as well as the protesters themselves. And for us, this just seems to be a gratuitous and retributive measure on the part of the government in order to warn people not to side with the protesters. And that's why we felt it was important to put out a report on this particular subject. And, of course, it continues today as we speak.
So the government stifled the uprising, essentially, in mid-March with the help of the Saudis, but you're saying that did not put an end to this abuse and persecution of doctors?
These trials continue, and they are clearly a way of trying to instill fear in the population and to prevent them from resuming the protests.
How did you conduct your investigation? Did the government allow you into the country to interview doctors?
Most of the research that we did was done on the ground. I mean, we were there during the protests, we were there during the crackdown and in the weeks following the crackdown. So we were able to witness a lot of the things that we documented in this report at first hand. But for the last 6 weeks or so, probably 2 months perhaps, we have not been able to access Bahrain. It's been impossible for us to get in. In the meantime, we're able to monitor quite effectively from outside because we have, you know, many, many good contacts.
The government denies that it's abusing doctors and says the protesters were in fact hiding weapons in the hospital. Did you seek a response from the government to these allegations?
Yes, indeed. Well, that's the line that the government has taken to justify this abuse that took place at the hospital and abuse against other medical facilities and abuse in general against the medical community. We have sought clarification of the statements of the government to that effect. And, you know, we've taken those statements very seriously. We ourselves did not see any evidence of that, and we were there at the time. And we've written to the government to ask for, you know, further elaboration of these claims. And we have not, to date, received any response. However, the government has now establish an investigative commission which is composed of some extremely prominent international human rights experts to look into the whole crisis and the consequences of the crisis. And that's a positive step, I should say. So we do hope that there will be some clarity and we'll get a full picture of the government side of the story as that investigative commission starts and completes its work.
So what is Human Rights Watch calling for now, both from the government and indeed from the international community?
We're calling on the government to use restraint in its approach to the medical community. We're calling on them to essentially release those who are being detained and that there should be some accountability for any abuses on the part of the security forces. As far as the international community is concerned, you know, we're very concerned that while the European Union and the United States, which are both close allies of Bahrain, have been very quick to condemn violence on the part of governments against protesters in other parts of the Middle East, Bahrain has been the exception. And it's important that policymakers in the West should see what's going on in Bahrain in very much part of the pattern of what's going on in the rest of the region.
Would it make a difference if the US in particular spoke out?
Of course it would, because, I mean, Bahrain is a very small country that is extremely dependent on the goodwill of its Western allies.
Tom Porteous, thanks very much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That's the Deputy Program Director from Human Rights Watch, Tom Porteous.